Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Siman Reish Samach Aleph Se'if Beis, or at least the first part of Se'if Beis. So let's see. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim Shetzaruch Lahosif Mechol HaLakodesh, that there are those that say that one has to add Mechol HaLakodesh, so you have to add extra time to Shabbos. Now, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says that as a Yesh Omrim in the Bir Halacha. He points out on the words Yesh Omrim, Nakab Lashon Yesh Omrim, Mishum Da Rambam Cholik Al Zeh. Now, the reason he says Yesh Omrim is because the Rambam disagrees with it, and he points out that we paskin like this Yesh Omrim because all the other Rishonim say like this Yesh Omrim. So we in fact do paskin like this Yesh Omrim. He then points out further in the Bir Halacha on page Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. He points out the Da'od Midrabanan Afilu Rambam Mitzvah Lahosif Mat Mechol HaKodesh. Even the Rambam would say that there's a Mitzvah Midrabanan to add a little bit Mechol HaKodesh. And it sounds that way from the Magen Mishnah quoted by the Beis Yosef. If the Rambam really held that you're supposed to be most Mechol HaKodesh, why didn't he tell us that? Oh, it's because he already included it by telling us about the tekios that they would blow before Shabbos to get people ready for Shabbos and to be Mevatel Yam Mimalacha in advance of Shabbos. So that tells you already everything you need to know, that there is this inyan of Tosefes Shabbos according to the Rambam, at least Midrabanan. So Yesh Omrim Shetzarich Lahosif Mechol HaKodesh. Yesh Omrim that you have to add Mechol HaKodesh. Uzman Tosefes Zeh Hu Mitchilas Hashkia Shein Hashem Shneiros Al Haaretz Ad Zman Bein Hashmashos. The period of time that Tosefes should be is from what's called Tchilas Hashkia, or what we call Shkia, right, until the period of Bein Hashmashos begins. Now keep in mind the Mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. So he holds that Bein Hashmashos only begins 3 1/4 meal later. That's the Sof Shkia is 3 1/4 meal later, and then between 3 1/4 meal and 4 meal is going to be the period of Bein Hashmashos. So Bein Hashmashos is the last 13 and a half minutes between the 58 and a half minutes and 72 minutes after Shkia. So the time for Tosefes Shabbos at the 58 and a half minutes, you already for sure have to stop doing Malach Ezrei Ben Hashmashos. So the time for Tosefes Shabbos is from Shkia for the next 58 and a half minutes. That's Tosefes Shabbos in the view of the Mechaber. So it's a long Tosefes Shabbos, but it only starts at the time when we would anyway start Shabbos, right? According to the Mechaber, when those of us who follow the Gra and the Gaonim would anyway start Shabbos, which is at Shkia. So the Bir Halacha points out, it turns out that the Gra is more machmir than the Rabbeinu Tam, because we have to be Mosif before Shkia, whereas the Rabbeinu Tam is only requiring us to be Mosif from the time of Shkia. V'azman hazeh sh'shlosh milin revia ratza la'asoso kulo tosefes osa. And during that period of time, if you want to make all of that Tosefes, you can make all of it Tosefes Shabbos. Ratzalasos menu miktsas osa. And if you want to make only some of that time Tosefes Shabbos, you could do that. Ublavachi Yosef eizes man shiye vada yom mechol HaKodesh. As long as you take some time that is vada yom and add that mechol HaKodesh. So it doesn't need to be the full 58 and a half minutes. It could be for the last 10 minutes of that, last 20 minutes, last half hour, some time that's still vada yom and add mechol HaKodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat in Yates, Shetzarich Lahosif Bein Bechnisaso, Bein Beitziaso, that we add to Shabbos not only prior to the beginning, but also after the end of Shabbos. We end Shabbos late to Kadisa, the Kaman Mesim Rishon, and give us a falifying Shom, as we will see later on. Ve'ein al Zman Hazeh lo lav lo kares. There's not an isra lav, nor is it a chi of kares if one does malacha during this time period. Ki a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. It's just a mitzvah saseh to add extra kedusha of yalfin b'gemara shon daftes. Where do we learn this from? Midichsev b'yom kippurim, from the pasuk that says b'yom kippur v'inisem esnaf shoseichem b'tisha lechodesh be'erev me'erev aderev tishmesu shabbatchem, that a person is supposed to do the mitzvah of inoy on the ninth day of Tishrei va'aminan. So the Gemara comments, Yachol B'Tishrei Masanin, you would think, you'd get the impression from reading the Pasuk that the ninth day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. Tamalomar Be'erev, that's why it says Be'erev. No, the night that follows it. I Be'erev, well, if it's the night that follows it, Yachol Misha Techshach, you might think that only when it's actually night. Tamalomar B'Tisha, that's why it says B'Tisha. Okay, it said, how do we reconcile that it's both B'Tisha and Be'erev? That the Iker day of Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Tishrei, but we add on by starting a little bit early. And that's what the Rambam does quote Tosefes Yom Kippurim. He just doesn't quote the extension of Tosefes Shabbos. V'gam b'yitziyaso mosif. And even b'yitziyaso, when Shabbos is ending, we add on midichsiv me erev ad erev, because it says me erev ad erev, midichsiv tishpesu shabbat chemi alfinan, dekal makom shnevar shavos, kamo Shabbos Yom Tov. From the fact that it says Tishpesu Shabbat Chem, we learn that it's not only about Yom Kippur. It's any time you have a mitzvah of Shviso, which includes Yom Kippur, which includes not only Yom Kippur but Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gamkin Tzarich LaHosif LeLishpos MiMelacha, that we need to add on to the kedusha of the day by stopping to do Melacha a little early and continuing to refrain from Melacha a little bit after. Uzman Tosefes Hu Al Karcha Kodem Ben Hashmashos. Now the time of a Tosefes has to be before Ben Hashmashos. The Ben Hashmashos Savik Shemu Laila V'Chayv LaHashem Tali. Because obviously you have to stop by Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos is already Safek Laila, might already be the day. If you do Malacha then, you're Chayv Hashem Talui. So that's obvious. So the Zman Tosefes has to be prior to Ben Hashmashos. So when is that? So the Mechaber pointed out, Mitchilas Hashkia, who das Rabbeinu Tam v'siyato, that the Mechaber is reflecting the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the Sviralu, the Shtei Shkiyos saying, where Rabbeinu Tam and that group of Rishonim that follows Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there are two shkios. Mitchila nichse sacham meinenu v'shokas, who are nikra tchila sashkia. There is the shkia Rishon or tchila sashkia, which is what we call shkia, sunset. V'shoa kadei shlosha milin revia mil vadayin yomhu. And for the next 3 1/4 meal, it's still vadayom. Umeaz v'hala maskela shkia shnia. And then from then on, you have the second shkia. Sha'az maskeli shaka or legamri, because not when the sun is setting, but when the light is setting. That 3 1/4 mil after the sun sets, the light starts to go away entirely. V'nikrasofa shkia, and that's called the end of shkia. V'nimshach zman k'deshir mahalik shloshos rivei mil, and that end of shkia lasts for 3/4 of a mil, 13 1/2 minutes. Shu elav v'chamesh meyos amos, the amount of time that it takes to walk 1500 amos. V'u ben hashmashos, and that time period, that last 3/4 of a mil is called ben hashmashos. V'achar kach yotzin shloshu kochavim benonim shehim similar Laila, and then 3 medium-sized stars come out, and that's a sign of it being nighttime. V'nimtza shel daito. So it turns out that according to the Mechaber, according to Rabbeinu Tam, mitchilas hashkia at tzeis hakochavim he arba'as milin. From the first shkia until tzeis hakochavim is 72 minutes. V'ayin mashksavnu b'samuch taharbi poskim cholkin al zeh, and we're going to write soon that many poskim disagree with this. Sviru d'miyachin skasa ham meinenu hu ben hashmashu shu sofik yom sofik Laila. And many hold like the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon, that as soon as we have what we call Shkia, that's already Ben Hashmashos. That the Ben Hashmashos starts as soon as what we call sunset happens, which is what we actually paskin like. Sivkat and Chavalev, Ratzala Asoso. By the way, this is oversimplified, right? The assumption that 4 mil is 72 minutes is not so pashut. Very likely depends where you are in the world, what season it is, you know, a lot of different factors, but, you know, we're keeping it simple. Ratzala Asoso, Sivkat and Chavalev, meaning the Mechaber said, if you want to make all of that time period to Tosefes Shabbos, great. If you want to make some of it, that's fine as well. How do you do that? Hainu al yidei dibur, shu mekabel olav l'shem Tosefes Shabbos, al yidei amirus baruchu, so two options of how to accept Tosefes Shabbos, either by saying, I am hereby mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, or by saying baruchu. It's not a bad hanhaga that when you finish mincha shmon esrei on Shabbos, to, as you take your 3 steps back and you say the yiratza, then say, I am hereby mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, right? And then you'll be Mekayim, Mitzvah Daraisa, every time you do that. According to the Rambam, Mitzvah Darabanan, but according to most Rishonim, Mitzvah Daraisa, if you do that. V'mahani l'zeh Kabbalah B'leiv, whether just being Mekabel B'leiv works for something like for Tosefes Shabbos, Ayin L'kamen Simtav Tzav Rishchesiv Gimel Bahagov Mishum Berusham, that's going to be a discussion that we're going to have later on. The Rambam writes that Kabbalah's Tainis B'leiv is not a Kabbalah. And the Mishum Berus says that the Bach and the Gra hold that it is a Kabbalah. So L'chora, the same would apply over here. That if you could be Mekabel Tainis believe, then you could be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos believe. V'ayinu kaman b'ris amal gimel sif yud ba'agadim in ageinu, she'isha amalekas nero Shabbos, he mekabel Shabbos v'alekazo. That when a woman lights Shabbos candles, that's her Kabbalah Shabbos. So she's Mekabel Shabbos when she lights Shabbos candles. The Mishabura writes in Reish Samach Gimel Sivkat Membeis that the Dirshu points this out, that when a man lights Shabbos candles, he's not being Mekabel Shabbos. Meaning he's going to be Mekabel Shabbos when he says Mizvah Shalim Shabbos, when it's Baruch Hu, he's not going to be mekabel Shabbos when he lights Shabbos candles. If a man lit Shabbos candles, the Rav Moshe writes that there's no Isser Malacha for him at that point on, because it's not a Maris Ha'ayin issue even to do Malacha at that point on. Dirshu quotes from Rav Moshe. Last Sifkatan Eizes Man, sometime before it's Benish Mashos were Mekabel Velo Sagi Bo Sof Kolshu. It's not enough to just have a Kolshu. El Shorch Sasiosi, you need a little bit more. Vishir Tosefes in Benish Mashos Biachad Olekamat Chatzisha. When you add Benish Mashos to this Man Tosefes, it should total about a half hour. So which would mean Vayin Ber Alecha, which would mean that if the period of Benish Mashos is 13 and a half minutes, your Tosefes Shabbos should be about 16 and a half minutes, right? It should total about a half hour Ben HaShemashos plus Tosefes Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, number one, we learned that there is a mitzvah derived from Hilchos Yom HaKippurim to add to Shabbos, both before and after. Number two, we learned that the Shulchan Aruch, following Rabbeinu Tam, holds that Tosefes can start at the beginning of Shkia until three quarters of a meal later when Ben HaShemashos begins. And number three, we said one can accept Tosefes Shabbos either by saying that you're accepting it, or by saying Baruch Hu, or a woman by lighting Shabbos candles. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be from a remote location. I'll be in Florida tomorrow, so we'll figure out, stay tuned to the chat, exactly when, where, what, but also probably be a pretty short shiur tomorrow, because it doesn't look like we have that much. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll see everyone tomorrow somewhere.